My next guest has a family band with her dad, who's a guitar legend in the bush, as well as an all-female group with her auntie, as well as a solo career. And she does it all from the tiny homeland community of Mullinja, surely one of the remotest places in the country, off the Stuart Highway between Tennant Creek and Katherine. Now, the softly spoken but forthright Eleanor Dixon is a powerhouse. Not only is she a talented and versatile singer-songwriter, but Eleanor is a cultural leader in the making. She's currently in Sydney for a music residency at the Campbelltown Arts Centre, where she's been collaborating with transgender artist Edie Donald for a performance called Anya. Now, Anya, in Mudbra, her language, means what now?
My name is Eleanor Nalyiri Dixon, and I am from Mullinja community. It's 700 kilometres south of Darwin and 700 kilometres north of Alice Springs.
Smack in the middle.
Yeah.
Describe that country for me. Are we talking Tanami Desert? No.
Near it.
Near Tanami.
But it's more black soil country and more lush green kind of environment because of the black soil. And it's not much rocks, but they're just near it. There's a lot of different coloured rocks, and you go further west from where the community is, then you go on to the Tanami Desert, but then it's all, the water system there is very connected, so we have a creek, a really big lake, which is a white lake that has really beautiful clay.
It's a homeland community.
Yep.
So we're talking a very small community of people who are probably connected in some, related in some way.
Yeah.
So how many people in Mullinja?
30 people in the community.
So everyone would be family?
All family, from two sisters, grandmothers, my grandmothers.
Does that mean everyone is really close, or does that kind of sometimes mean, you know, relationships can be a little bit...
Yeah, sometimes it can be like that. It can be like, oh...
Get him away.
And, you know, small town talk, like that feel of just everyone knows everybody's business. But good things, good times. But it's kind of isolating from the rest of everything else in a good way, and sometimes in a, you know, not so good way. It was only like a year or two, maybe 3 years ago, that we just got water running into some of the houses.
It's obvious why I think homelands and... why outstations need to be maintained, but why do you think Mullinja should always, why should the government and councils continue to ensure that these small communities are maintained?
Because it's the heart of the people. And, you know, we have traditions that we have to still practice. We have to maintain our culture and our law, and the only way we can do that is by being on the homeland, because that's where the connection is. And it's all on a spiritual level, but on a practical level as well, because we've always lived there. Like our ancestors from the beginning of time, our people have always roamed that part of the country and have kept the country, maintained it, and been at peace with it and lived one with it. And we're still continuing to do that. It's a thing that we are still doing today. And that's why it's so important for us to remain there. I mean, some of the old people, the elders at home, they're not really into politics. They're not really into the mainstream lifestyle. They're not into wanting materialistic things. They want to just, you know, be able to keep the knowledge. That's all. It's just the knowledge of life, because it's beyond it's beyond a person. It's creation. And that's something that's on homeland, and we can't get it.
You can't transport that.
You can't transport it. And the connection with the people and the country, it's our identity. Because that tribe, I'm a Mudbara woman, so I'm from that Mudbara region. Walpi is my neighboring language group, Gurindji, Luricha. We're all connected, but our homelands are the one that give us that identity. And that's where everything makes sense for us. And that's our language. That's the sound of the country right there. Yali, yali marai, logo waro, man man yara, keini, nutpa, yanga. Yali, yali marai, logo waro, man man yara,
your music, you know, I'm a fan of Rayella, the band that you have with your dad, who's also a very highly regarded, well-established, long-established musician, playing in bands for many, many years. Mm. But you're in Sydney for a residency at the Campbelltown Arts Centre.
Yep.
You're doing something really interesting, really fascinating collaboration that you're working on. But then there's also the other bands. Tell me about all the musical projects that are going on at the moment. We'll get to the one here in Sydney, but you've got Rayella and, you know, the stuff that you do out on country, out at home.
Mm. So Rayella is a family band. Well, I mean, Karajala is too, but Rayella, I've started 4 years ago with my dad, first Bush Bands Bash that I did in Alice Springs, and I had my dad on stage with me, which was most deadliest thing. And my dad's really deadly too. He's like this young fella. He's old, but you know, he has this young spirit about him. So he's like, sometimes I have to keep him in line. Mum always called me up and say, make sure your dad take his, you know, medication. So always make sure that dad's all right. But me and dad have been writing songs for like more than 10 years. I started singing when I was 4 years old with dad and a church. And 4 years ago, we started at Bush Bands, but we've written so many songs over the years, and most of the songs about home, about homeland, and about language, and about teaching our children. Yeah, one of the songs that we've written was Warlunga, which is the fire song, and it's a really significant song for us because we're teaching the children about staying connected to country and always acknowledging country first before yourself, and by going back to the fire. And as the acknowledgement comes from something that you don't speak about, it's just you sit and you sing. And you sing for each other. And that's it. And that's one of the songs that me and Dad have done. We've also recorded an EP with the Opera Australia Orchestra, Chamber Orchestra, last year, I think. And that's one of the biggest things that me and Dad have done, one of the biggest projects. And it was Dad's dream to work with an orchestra, and I was like, well, let's do it, you know, like, and it's been beautiful. We've also toured this year in March with Support Act for the Violent Femmes, and it's been massive. And
had you ever heard of the Violent Femmes? I mean,
I have when I was like, you know, very young. I heard, what's that song? Dun, 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 dun. I've heard that. Yeah.
Let me go. Blister in the Sun.
Yes, Blister in the Sun.
Yeah.
I've heard that song.
Let me go on. Like I blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one.
I never thought in my life that I would meet, you know, and be mentored by Brian Ritchie for 5 years. Never thought that would happen, ever.
And what's he like?
He's the most beautiful thing. Like, he's a beautiful person. He's very encouraging in a way where it gives you space. Yeah.
How did that even come about?
Because we met at Bush Bands Bash in 2014. And I've been going back to Bush Bands for like three or four years now. For me, because I've you know, started off doing music very young, but I've always had this connection with music where it was always a feeling, following a feeling, not so much what I wanted or what I wanted to achieve or not so much a goal. It's always just a feeling. Mm-hmm. So I've always followed what I felt. And leading up to now, everything makes sense to what I've done. And I've achieved things without wanting to achieve them. So even with doing like Garajala Giridara, it was a project that we done through Barkly Regional Council in Tennant Creek. And I met a producer, Beatrice Lewis, who came out for 2 years, did the project and ran the program and with the youth mob and in the community, and we started making music, and Garajala came into a form. And you know, it was important that we talked about these things, about music, about life, about Bjork, and about these spirit beings. And Garajala came, and she's one of the next project that I'd done that is for women, you know, and the acknowledgement of the feminine energy. And it wasn't just about black or white, it wasn't about this place or that place or the differences in people and culture, it was about the whole of humanity and acknowledging the earth and empowering women because of that, because reminding women that the earth and her, your body as a woman, as a female, or your spirit is the most powerful connection that you could have. And that was Garajala. That's the other band that I'm in. So all of those songs is a song cycle for women that we've created in that album. Garajala is a mysterious spirit being from the Sandhills. So has, for me, a feeling of the connection of the earth. So she's like a being of the earth, a spirit being of the earth, and a female energy, like a really strong feminine energy.
You also mentioned Bjork or Bjork.
Yeah.
She's your fan?
I am. I you know, try to keep it on the DL.
Down low.
But because I feel like that's something sacred for me.
She is incredible. I mean, there's no doubt about that. She's amazing.
For me, she is the most truest thing, like the most true thing to herself.
Mm.
Because it's that unapologetic feeling where it's like, I'm okay because I'm okay. I'm good because I'm good. I'm great because I'm great.
Bye.
And singing in language, I mean, that's, I think that's really, of course, I love hearing you sing in English because I can follow. But there's always, you know, I think there's, language is always present.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer, singing in Mudbara or singing in English?
Mudbara.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mudbara because it's who I am, you know, like it's the sound of the earth. So I was born into, came into the world with that sound. So English wasn't my first language that I was born into. It was Mudbara. To communicate a feeling, it depends on how, what the feeling is, depends on the energy and what the purpose is of that song. So if there's a song that needs to be written in English and it needs to be expressed, then it will. There's one song in the album, on the album, Garajala's album, which is called Two Worlds Collide. So it explains, that story is in English. And it explains the story of a girl walking in two worlds. And it was how I kind of came into the world, learning two different languages that, two different things altogether, two different worlds. And how do I fit into it? Or how do I make sense of both of these things, two worlds? The Garia sense and our way of living, how do I put it together? And that song made me realize that it's not about either of the worlds. It's about me. And it's about how I journey in it. It's just me.
It's your reality.
It's a reality and it's me, yeah.
It's your world.
Yeah.
You're here in Sydney for a residency at the Campbelltown Arts Centre and a collaboration. Tell me about your collaboration, you know, your collaborator now here for this project, Anya.
Yeah. So I will be collaborating with Eddie Donald. And Eddie and I have known each other for like 4 years now, I guess, or five. And we worked on a project together, mentoring. So we did Sister Sounds in a lot of communities, did music workshops, and we never had a chance. I've always felt, I've always been in awe of Eddie because of how Eddie carried themselves on stage and because of who Eddie is. Eddie lives at home too with me, so we always...
In Mullinger?
Yeah, in Mullinger. Ah. So Eddie's lived out in the desert for a long time because Eddie comes from Sydney.
Mm.
But moved out a few years ago, I think 10 years ago maybe, and worked in the Western Deserts and then came up around Alice and then, yeah, we've known each other for a long time. But, yeah, I just wanted to create, I mean, me and Eddie, we meet each other on that spiritual level. We don't look at our color of our skin or how well educated we are or all of these things. We don't put each other in a box and say, well, I only want to collaborate with you because of this or this reason or that reason. Like, I really love collaborating with other musicians and artists as well. Yeah, this project, we wanted to tell a story about language and how we wanted to introduce it into bringing the two worlds together and making the connection happen by allowing someone from this part of the world come and enter my part of the world and learn my language, sing my language, you know? And it's a thing that people should do, and that's what we wanted to. Anya in our language, Wanya means what now? So we asked that question, what now? Like now, and what now? What we can't continue to want change. We have to make it, You know, we have to. And that's the feeling behind this project, is that if we want to make a change and we want to bring in, we want to bring in recognition and acceptance, we have to actually do it, not talk it. And that's the thing, that now this country talks a lot. This country, this government, if I must say, talks a lot, but there's nothing that needs that's been done. So it's, with this project, it's about telling people, now is the time to act before it's too late, because people do matter.
Singer-songwriter and future cultural leader, Eleanor Dixon. And we heard music from just one of her bands, the all-female group Gadajala Giridhara. Eleanor's just finished a residency with a performance called Anya with musician Edie Donald at the Campbelltown Arts Centre in southwestern Sydney.